All right, what's up, guys? It's Talk To Me here in Nashville, Rockin' Pod Expo, here sitting with the guys from Dead By Wednesday. What is up, gentlemen?
What's happening, brother?
What's going on?
My name's Opus.
I'm Rob Roy.
Thank you for introducing yourselves, man. First off, I have to say, you have one of my favorite bass players in the entire world out playing bass here right now, being Steve from Skin Lab. Oh, my God.
He's an amazing dude. We've had a lot of fun with him for the last week. He's actually a fill-in for us right now.
I know,
our bass player, who we love dearly, is having some family stuff going on. So he asked us if he could split for a little while. He's coming back September 2nd. He's flying back. And Steve learned everything in like 3-4 days and flew out from Oakland. Steve from Skin Lab, and he's filling in. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, Steve's a cool cat, man. Not to say we don't miss our bassist. We love that. We love Mikey Modest. Mikey Modest is the man. We love you, Mike. But we also love you too, Steve.
But Primer 55, man. Wow.
Yeah, right.
Throwback.
Yeah. Remember, back in the day. But so what's been going on with you guys? New album out? What's going on?
Well, we just released a brand new track called Darwin's Dance. It's available on Amazon Music, iTunes, Spotify. You can probably find it on Pandora, too. It kicks ass. If you're a fan of Slipknot and Pantera, definitely check it out.
Yeah.
It's only 99 cents. Well worth it. It's also on YouTube. But yeah, we're finishing up an album. We're hoping for a release mid-2018.
Cool.
And touch a little more about
we're
that.
Really stoked about the new music. What's up, Opus?
Basically, that was Rob Roy, the singer. Now, what I want is Opus,
now
the drummer.
I'm the drummer. I'll take over.
Yeah, I'm not going to take over, but I want to expand about that because he asked about new music. Basically, we just released a album called The Darkest of Angels on EMP Label Group, which is David Ellison of Megadeth's record label. And basically, what it was, we had we released our guest vocalist album, which has all different vocalists on the album until we found our vocalist, which is Rob. And now we the Darwin's Dance is actually what's to come. It's Rob Roy on the new track, but the last album is out and it's available now, and it's called Darkest of Angels, and that's basically what's the most recent release we have out, is basically what we're promoting right now.
What's the idea they call me like, hey, you're gonna be in the label by Dave Ellison of Megadeth?
It's a pretty cool when people ask like what we're doing and I tell them what label we're on, and they're like, who's that? I'm like, Dave Ellison. And the look that I get, it's pretty reassuring to know that you're in good hands.
And basically how it has happened was, years ago, Dave Ellison was thinking about managing the old band that I was in, Gargantua Soul, in the 90s. And we just stay in touch. We've been working together on some stuff here and there. And then when the guest vocals album was ready to go, they're the only ones that actually saw the vision, the same vision that I saw. And then when they heard Rob's voice, because we threw one track on it last minute because we found the singer by the time we were releasing the album, they were like, if that's going to be your singer, I want that album. I want you guys to sign with us. So that's pretty much how it happened.
If this is going to be the big first tour of Dead by Wednesday, the big one, obviously there was another band that had the big first tour with Raven, that being Metallica. Yeah. So, I mean, how is that being out with Raven?
That thought has definitely crossed my mind. Like, hey, we're in Metallica's shoes now. That's not bad shoes to be in, But no, those guys are awesome. The stories they have and the amount that we can learn from them, especially me. I mean, Opus has been doing this for a long time, but I'm still pretty new to the game, learning a lot. Yeah, I'm learning a lot. And, I definitely have a lot to learn. I'm not afraid to admit that. And those guys are the ones to teach me. So for sure, it's cool.
I'll tell you this much. Hearing some of the stories, like, I mean, they were on a bus with Cliff Burton, for Christ's sake, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's almost surreal. You're sitting there at dinner and you're talking about these things and you're just like, is this really happening right now? I mean, not only are they super humble and easy to work with, but they are some of the funniest guys. Like, the Gallagher brothers, some of the funniest dudes you'll ever meet. They should be comedians, let me tell you.
I feel like I'm in, like, an episode of, like, Monty Python when I'm hanging out with them, for real. Like, it's ridiculous. You're just dying laughing the whole time.
Tell us what it's like to work with Jamie Joss on a day-to-day basis.
Well, Jamie knows what he wants, knows what he wants and what he needs. So he's a very, I don't want to say demanding person, but he's definitely someone who works very hard, and he's very on point with everything, like focused, like a light, like a laser beam. So you have to be on the same page with him, otherwise it's not an easy. So I learned the hard way that, basically, like I am with my guys, it's like I don't mean to be you know, loud sometimes or whatever, but it's time, it's like, okay, it's time to work. Let's do it. It's time to go. So, and that's why he's where he is. He's a very hard worker, almost a workaholic. Yes. So he's definitely a great dude. He's very solid. And, you know, I loved working with him. Now we've kind of grown apart because I've been touring so much. For a while, I was helping him with Hatewear, his clothing line. And I was, you know, I still do when I can, but like with his compilations and stuff like that, getting bands. But as far as like going out and actually touring like we did with Mayhem and selling all the stuff and everything, I just can't do it anymore. So, because I'm more concerned with Dead by Wednesday at this point. But I still love a dude.
He's been very complimentary of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And when he can throw in a Dead by Wednesday plug, I feel like he does.
Yeah, he is. Great dude. Solid.
And going into the album you did with different singers and stuff, I feel like, did you do a track with Mark Rizzo on that? Was that the Mark Rizzo track?
Mark Rizzo is on the track with Rob, yes. The acoustic okay. track. And then we ended up doing, because of that, it sprang a relationship where he did a tour with us. He's sort of like a ghostwriter with us. He can't really tour as much as he'd like to, unfortunately, because he has his own, you know, band called Soulfly, you know, a little band called Soulfly. I'm kidding. but basically he wrote some of the new tracks with us and they sound great. And
there was a time where I was on tour with Mark Rizzo. Primer 55 did a reunion in 07. The opening band on the tour was a Mark Rizzo band. And every day I would roll out of bed, hung over as shit, crawling to the van, just like, oh, I can't live another day. How am I doing this? Mark Rizzo would run by in gym shorts, like because he was, you know, getting his cardio in for the day. I'm like, oh, I'm a piece of shit. Look at Mark Rizzo being the fucking man.
And he'll still drink you out of the table.
I'm sure he will too. What a jerk! And outplay me, and out, you know, live me, out muscle me.
Do more pull-ups.
Yes, out muscle me, push ups, everything you need to do.
He likes his coffee, and he also hotels. We'll tell some of the stories that he said. Go ahead.
Holiday Inn, you know, you pay $20 more, and when you're out on the road with three guys, you get really low overhead, really low. That's why we got to do more of these acoustic tours. I need more coffee.
I need more coffee. I'm doing some pull-ups.
That's my Mark Rizzo impersonation.
Well, the nice, and Mark got to go in and play with the Misfits, so that's always nice too. So on his resume too. So what's the plans for Dead by Wednesday? What's going on right now?
Well, we're on tour with Raven until September 16th. We're pretty much doing circling the whole U.S. This is like we're already 10 dates in. We're playing tonight at the Basement where Metallica played, actually, which is funny.
I saw that show.
And we're just us and them, 9:30, 10:30. So it's going to be a rocking show tonight. Hopefully you guys can make it out. And then we move on to into the Hurricane. Hurricane, what is the name? Hurricane what, Henry?
Haley? Or it's an H. It's an H one. I forget. Henrietta? I don't fucking know.
I'm not sure on that one.
Yeah. So, we're going to rock.
Harvey.
Hurricane Harvey. That's right.
New songs, and when we get home, write some new songs towards a new album.
But yeah, like I said, I was glad to know you guys were coming by the Rockin' About Expo. It's kind of cool, you know. You guys are out on tour, and just to kind of walk into something like this. I mean, it's a cool thing to kind of see on a random Saturday in Nashville.
Thank you for having us, my man.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Rob.
It.
Opus?
If this gets on before the show, everyone come to the Basement tonight. See us rock with Raven.
They'll probably be out in about a week or so. But yeah, you know, hey, if you miss the Basement show, you miss something spectacular.
You're listening to Opus and Rob Roy from Dead by Wednesday on Talk to Me podcast.
No! no fruit to bear.